I believe he has like a group that he teaches. You know, Miley, have you got in touch with Miley or anything like that? He has a, he has a, yeah, he has a, like, he teaches a lot of kids. He has like a choir. He does his own thing too. So there's something going on.
Is this,
I'm
where does
sorry.
he teach this?
I said, I don't know
Is his
if
style the same as yours or is it different?
he's Israeli. It's probably the same. You know, they have their own. We have our own, but it's basically the same. Any other questions, girls and boys?
A lot of people have mentioned to us that they learn new songs and they teach songs to other people by using records and tapes. Do you learn new songs from records or do
You
you
know,
use tapes to teach other people?
well, I use tape to teach the Bar Mitzvah because, you know, in the Ashkenazic tradition, a boy has to read the whole thing and they take about a year to learn. You know, me, I just teach him within about 6 weeks because they don't have to read much. And I put it on tape and I go to them once a week or once in 2 weeks, teach them, circle the things that they're making wrong and they come back from me, you know. I bang him on the head sometimes when I make that's what I do. I mean, by tapes. That's the way they're doing it now in Yeshiva because they have no Sephardic teachers. And they gather a guy to put a whole thing and then they put it on a tape and the kids just. That's the only way because they haven't got enough teachers, Sephardic teachers. And our pronunciation of the Hebrew is a little different than Ashkenazic, but the bet fit. We don't say bet fit.
Yes, I noticed that. Yeah.
Because when any time you're going to say a word that changes a meaning, then something is wrong. Like you say, like and even in English, you don't say Avraham, do you? Abraham.
Abraham
It'd
in
be.
English.
And in Arabic, it's Abraham. Abraham, Avinu. We don't say Avraham, Avinu. This is a new Israeli or new. Like you take a letter M. With a dot in it, you make it hard, right?
Yeah.
You take another M without a dot. It's still an M. It doesn't change it. We already have a V, Vayikra, right?
Yeah.
So why should the B and the B with a dot be B and a B without a B of V all of a sudden? It's really B.
So it's always B with you.
Always B. If it's
So
a dot, you make it
it's
hard. If it's not a dot, it's I mean, why should it change? There's no consonant that has two consonant sounds. Z,
What about
D, D.
sir?
Oh, one is a sa and one is a sa. It's a ah, sa. We don't say tsa.
Yeah, I know
How
it's
can we
sir.
say t how can we put one extra letter on a word? Why just on a sa? Tsa. I mean, that's the way we brought up. I mean, you understand? Why should we have like something diamonds? Why should we switch it around and get something
But then you
different?
have three.
All right, so we have it. One is a sa, one is a sa, one is a sa. So okay, but doesn't yeah, but yeah. Just like the tet, you don't say taf. It's a ta. It's an ah sound. Ta and ta.
But what about sin and shin? Sin and shin.
Well, it's on the left side. One is on the right side.
Oh, I see.
I'll give you like Elohe ha'abdim, without a dot. When you say Elohe ha'avrim, what are you saying?
Elohe ha'avrim.
Elohe. Where is from? We never pronounce the yod on the a, only on the a. Ha'i. He. Ha'avrim. Ha'avrim is what?
Ha'avrim.
What does ha'avrim mean?
The Hebrews.
Yeah.
And the blind people.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you see? So you say the God of the blind. Now Moses goes to Pharaoh and tells us, the God of the blind sent me. Of course he didn't listen. You understand? If it changes the meaning, something's
That's
wrong.
Good for that.
You know,
Just like
Abrim. Abrim is a Hebrew. It's Iber. It's not Iver. Iver is a blind person. I mean, it's a. I'm well with the tzat, tzitzit. I mean,
who is it that said God, your mother?
Babohu. I mean, maybe it sounds strange because that's what you're taught, but it's great. For you, it's great because that's the way. But for us, why should we change? This is our tradition. I mean, it's
No, there's no
logical.
Right or wrong in Hebrew. There's just varying ways of pronunciation.
Right. Of course, but we have, I mean, you know, when you're reading the Torah, I know many Jews are not, you know, but we know that every single letter is important. You got to pronounce the letter right. And if there's one little thing in a Sefer Torah that's not there or missing or erased or touching, take the Sefer Torah and bring another one out. So now if you're going to pronounce, if you pronounce something wrong, they're going to think something's wrong with the Sefer Torah. Mm. I'm talking about Sefer Torah. I'm not talking about just praying, you know. It's very, very, the Ketubah has got it very, very important. Like the second verse, God said there should be light and there was light. Now, in Hebrew it says, Vayomer Elohim Yehi Or, separate Yehi Or, there should be light. And there was light. They had a makef on the second Vayi Or. Vayi Or, he orders together. But on the first, when he said there was light, Yehi Or. He didn't say, there should be light, there was light. He said, there should be light, and it became faster than what he said it. That's perfect reading. You know what I'm trying to, and that's why I try to put it to the boys, whether they're going to ever think of it or not. But I tell them that anyways. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Everything, a dot in the word, like Shabbat with a dot, right? That's Saturday. Shabbat by nefesh, without a dot. What does Shabbat without a dot mean? He rested. So you see what one little dot means? It changes the whole meaning. Shabbat is rested without a dot. Shabbat is a Saturday. What else?
Why the Shabbat? I'm sorry.
There's a dot in
Shabbat.
Shabbat?
Shabbat.
Shabbat. I'm going to say everything. Everything is awesome. That's better. Straight by Shabbat. You can make it with a dot. There's a dot in it. Without a dot, it means he rested. Right? Or Shabbat, what you're saying. Okay.
I have a question about number 119, second verse.
Oh, 119. Yeah. Yes, that's what I
Could you sing for me the beginning of the second verse, just Elizan Am Dal
Elizan, okay.
Just that much.
Right. Elizan Am Dal Ubnelo. Elizan Am Dal Ubnelo.
Okay. My question is on Uvne.
Ubne. I see. When we're going to skip the next letter, like the B, it becomes Ubne. Now, when it's alone, when it's not, when I'm not going to skip it, like I'll give you, it becomes a U by itself. Like I'll give you. Let me see if there's a.
Well, what I'm interested in is the way that you make sort of a fancy turn with your voice right there.
Oh, Elizan, maybe that's a song. Let me see. Elizan, I'm dal wubnelo, wubnelo.
I wouldn't be able to do that with my voice. Da, I don't sing that well.
Why not? What's the big deal? Da 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 da. Wubnelo, Elizan Am Dal Wubnelo, Nelo. What's the hard one? You could do it. Ta-tam.
I was just wondering if it would be wrong to sing it in an easier way. If you left a couple of those notes out to make it easier, would that be wrong?
Elizan Am Dal Wubnelo.
That'd be okay?
Yeah, of course. You can make it, you know. But that's not changing the whole thing all along, you know. Da da, bello. That's not so bad. In fact, that's nice because sometimes you could in your own way make it a little sweeter or do a little thing. It becomes a personal thing, but it makes it nicer too. That's there was something here.
So a person can put in a little extra if he's able to.
Yes,
and he can leave out
that's right.
If
a little, but not change the whole tempo of the song. A little innuances, like, you know. Like this. Keteru fim et roshi shur hashi v'ten kovach le nefshi. You could do it like this sometimes. I heard the one that used to teach me used to say like this. V'ten kovach le nefshi. You know what I mean? Like what you were saying. Makes it a little sweeter. What else? Want to go over the songs again? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was wondering on 107.
Yes.
Where is it? The sign, Simon.
Yes, Siman Yesha'ya. Yo, that's it. The first letter is Yod.
Yeah.
Then the Sheen on the second verse and the Ayin.
Is that who wrote it?
Siman Yesha'ya. Probably the one who wrote it, or who wrote it for somebody. You know? Especially I'm not referring to Debbie. Probably. No, because probably. I don't know. Either the one who wrote it was named Yesha'ya or the one that wrote it. If El Antebi wrote it, I think. What does it say over here?
Yeah, it says Tabush.
Rafael
Antebi
Tabush. He wrote it. I don't know. His name was Rafael, so it can't be the author. Must be he wrote it for Siman Yesha'ya. Maybe he wrote it for the prophet Yesha'ya, you know, am I right? Because maybe it'll have to do Yeshaya with Sion and Yerushalayim or things like that.
No, I know.
Oh, maybe Sedo Eliyah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Nechamat Yeshaya.
It also says on the second verse, Shaddai can go to Sega, and on the third verse to Husseini. But we stayed in Ras. I just noticed above Shaddai it says Sega.
I see. Yeah. Oh, what did they say for Yom Yom? Nothing.
Nothing. Well, I assume Rost, yeah. Since the whole thing is Makam Rost, but
the second verse is Siga. Maybe a little innuendo is like in Ha'atara, being that it says da 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 da, the first one, not the second one. Da 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 da. Maybe it's have a little Siga in it. But the third verse is a little difficult. But let me sing it for you because I don't want to make something too difficult.
It says,
"Yeah, now listen to it there." Now we underline. Ad Yashir Moshe et Hashira. Now watch this. Eresi Yon Beneya Vechishnecha Mot Yeshaya Tamid Enenu Lachsofia Atish Lachla No Mebased Hu Eliya Ve'az nomar hallelujah. Bebe mikdash, yeah, goes back to the beginning. La el nora rab aliliya. Hazan mon farnes lechol beria. Kol aneshamate hallelujah. So you see the difference in the ma'am?
Interesting.
That's Hassani.
So it is. Thank you.
But that's a little difficult. So I didn't want to go into it.
Are pismonim ever used for dancing? Do people dance to them?
I never saw it.
At a party or something?
No, I never saw it. Dancing. No. Maybe like when the Simchat Torah, they sing like, so like, they dance with the Sefer Torah, they dance with it, you know. I guess they have special songs for Simchat Torah that people are jumping and dancing. Right?
I've noticed a couple, like last night, it looked like a couple people were just about ready to dance at the recording session last night with Mr. Tom.
I wasn't there, so I don't know how to dance. Any questions about the pismonim that is it interesting these pismonim?
People who would be seeing this, if they look over at the Arabic reference to the song, would they know the Arabic song?
Some, not all of them. Some, like the song, you know, like what I just showed you with page 322. The song is. Okay, the song on 322, you see on the left over here, it's written in Hebrew, but the Arabic words is, Josie to Jawaz Alaya, my husband is going to marry me. That's the Arabic song. So, Josie to Jawaz Alaya, Now look at the first line. The words in Hebrew, they try to fit exactly like the Arabic. You know what I mean? The second verse, it means a watch, but in Hebrew they put it in a different meaning. But they try to fit the Hebrew words into Arabic. That's what they try to do. And they come really close to it. Sa'id.
How many people now know Arabic?
Not many.
Just the older people?
Yeah, they don't speak to it in the homes today. I was born when my parents came early in the 1900s, maybe 1910. I was born in 1922. So they didn't even know how to speak English. All they spoke was Arabic. It becomes another language. How would you figure a little young boy from, like, say, when do they start speaking? 18 months, 19, or before? That's the syntax of language. A baby that age could learn any language. How did words come out? Daddy, I love. Everything comes out, whether it's French, this is a miracle altogether. I mean, how the words, baby forms the words. They know the whole language.
Linda, we promised we wouldn't keep you much longer than an hour. Are there any other quick questions? Anita, did you get?
You want to go over the songs again? Or?
Sure.
Yeah. 107. Let's go. Okay, let's get the pages. Any questions you want to ask me, please, because you know, I want you to know. So the next time you sing it to me.
Are we singing these at the right speed?
Don't you're not bad.
Should be faster.
That reminds me of a joke. A woman goes to the record chest. I like to have a record of Hello, Dolly. He says, what speed? She says, hello. Yeah, this, but just like, you know, when it comes to Azish, you know, okay, let's go. Yom yom tamid lachet palal melech meh olal matay tefdelel amha umlal ki na umlal ki o gadol be yofi mechlal as bekereb kedoshim titehalal shaddai ahazir atara libne gebina atta elne zarbek bora nahasilenu Mikol Sara Az Nashir Moshe Hashira 116. Oh, you got the papers there. Okay. Tefasiri El Neemar Ki Ataro Fe Omar Tefasiri El Neemar Ki Ataro Fe Etroshi shur hashi vetem koale nafshi Etroshi shur hashi vetem koale nafshi Etashara rachamim Ramshokhem amiromim Etashara rachamim Namshochem b'meromim Al avdasim chastach
En melachem bilad achalat simchastach. En melachem bilad achalat simchastach. Vechoshaleh edrati לתפילתי וחוש עלי עזרתי אור כדן לעם בן גבירה במהרה אור כדן לעם בן גבירה.
You saw what I did over here. Bimera derorekera leam vena gebira. Okay, now we'll go through.
Se homida harekot lenu makshibrina tenu galotea hive. Miyom leyom ki ono se enam la marom li shuatcha chapoy elizan amdan umnelo mektash betko pirchoma ki rechatek rakor bedet eshtaha bekol koma. Elizan amdan wabnelo mektash betom il choma kilecha erech neshtacha vekol koma.
Now we're going to make a nice group of you people. When you really know it, we're going to make a tape perfect. We're going to sell it and make money. That's right. I mean, you got to practice now. I want you to listen to it. I want you to really, because you sound great. Why not? I mean, without no instruments. So like I told you, I don't know no keys. I don't know no music. You know how to play piano?
Mm-hmm.
Will you teach me one day how to play piano? Because I'd love to know how to play piano. Really would. Mm-hmm. Because I can play like a shadow in there. If I got it in my mind, I go, I know the solos, but I never sat down and, you know. Anything else? Diane.
Oh. many thanks. Okay. Thank you so much.
So next time we'll go to a different, but this is this account. Is us. Stop, bump, bump. We got the camera, we got the Bayat, you know.
Do you think Rust is the easiest for beginners?
I don't know what's easiest. I guess I think it's easy. You learn three songs in a half hour.
Yeah.
That's not too bad, is it?
Pretty good.
Maybe you could do more, because you're smart people. I don't know.
we're all musicians, but we're not used to learning by ear, I suspect. Many of us.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know whether I'm teaching you the good teacher or not. I don't know the process of teaching. I never went to school to learn how to teach. So I don't know whether I'm doing good or not.
I think you could teach us three songs in a half an hour.
It's not bad.
Three songs in
a time. It's not bad. Imagine three songs a day. In a week, you know, 21 songs.
Wow.
See that? 21 songs. In a month, you know, 80 songs.
That's a lot.
Wow. That's a lot.
Thanks for sharing your time. Thanks so much.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
You know, when you're listening to the words on the tape, make notes on, oh, go here, we got the Ahar Katlenu over here. Oh, you know, you write the own words as you hear it. It'll be easier. Here you go now.